This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. An American foxhound and an affin pincher are among the favorites to become America's top dog. The Westminster Kennel Club will pick its best in show tonight at Madison Square Garden. WNYC's Sarah Montague has been following the competition, as she does every year, and she joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Amy.
This is often thought of as a beauty contest for dogs. Do you think that's a valid description for this type of show?
Actually, I don't at all, because that often suggests that there's one standard of beauty and somehow or other everybody is being measured against it. And in fact, the great thing about dogs is that they are all uniquely beautiful, and that's what's being judged. Do they live up to the standard of their own breed?
Which dogs are your favorites tonight to win Best in Show?
Oh, you're going to have to take me off the air with a hook. I am profoundly in love with Banana Joe, the Affin Pincher.
That sweet little black dog. What personality.
He has incredible personality. His handler said last night after he won the toy group that he is surrounded by love, and he thinks that's why he wins.
There were dozens of breed classes that were held today, and their winners will move on to the group competition this evening at Madison Square Garden prior to the Best in Show. The Doberman Bitch Protocol, Vini Vidi Vici, won her breed today. You've met her.
I have met her. I met her last year. Last year, she was the winner of the working group, which she will go into again tonight with a possible chance of taking that title. That would move her into competition for Best in Show. But it's a very open horse race here.
Tell me about some of the other breeds that were under consideration today.
There were three different groups that are going to be judged tonight, working, terrier, and sporting. So all the breeds that go into those categories were being judged today. The Wirehaired Fox Terrier, After All Painting the Sky, a leading dog in this country and a real charmer, won her breed class today. So she will be going into the terrier class with a very strong possibility of taking that.
And the Cocker Spaniel?
The Cocker Spaniel has the wonderful name of Thrilling Seduction, but his call name is Beckham, and probably for exactly the same reason. He's been a leading dog on the circuit for several years, also a hot favorite. This is really an open race, though. You can't handicap dog shows the way you can horse races, because there's an element of it that is completely subjective. The judge is looking for a dog that answers to the breed standard, and then is looking for that little something else. And it's different every night, and it's different every day. And he'll go out there with seven dogs that are all going to be great. They're all going to be leaders in their field. And he's going to say, tell me who it is.
So spark, personality, spunk does play a role, like with the Affin.
Sometimes, but it depends on the nature of the breed. For instance, several years ago, a Sussex Spaniel called Stump won.
I remember
what
that.
What does the Stump... Sussex Spaniels are grave. They're grave dogs. If they pranced around, that would in fact be incorrect for them. So the judge is looking for a dog who behaves the way is the essence of its breed, whatever that is.
The breed competitions were held on Piers 92 and 94 on Manhattan's West Side. That's a change. Why did that happen?
That's a huge change. It has to do with a three-year construction project going on at Madison Square Garden that has slowly eaten away at all the available space for nearly 3,000 dogs in that building. And it was becoming inconceivable that they should be able to house them comfortably. Also because Westminster has a very strong tradition, rare in this country, of being an open bench show. This means that the public has the right to come and meet and greet champion dogs from all over the country, and the handlers who come into the show are obligated to make their dogs available to do that when they're not showing. And it was becoming impossible at the garden. They could barely move back and forth, but even to get to the ring, let alone really being able to comfortably accommodate the public. So that's now possible at the Piers, where there are 200,000 square feet.
So briefly, Sarah, is this going to be a permanent change, or is it just for the construction part of Madison Square Garden's renovations?
I have heard only anecdotally that it may well be permanent, because when the garden's construction is finished, apparently what they're doing is going to remove a lot of what was the available benching space. I don't have any official word on that, but I've simply heard in rumor that it is possible that they might commit to this permanently.
WNYC's top dog lover, Sarah Montague, thank you so much.
Thank you.